Major conservative political groups are stepping into the Anchorage mayoral race. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, the May runoff between Amy Dombosky and Ethan Berkowitz is drawing increasing attention from state and national organizations hoping to influence local politics.
Americans for Prosperity is a political group based in Virginia, backed by the Koch brothers, that advocates for conservative causes. Jeremy Price is the spokesman for the Alaska chapter and says they don't endorse candidates, but will be informing Anchorage voters about their two choices for mayor.
We've identified Ethan's record as one that's troubling, and we think will be devastating to the residents of Anchorage.
Price says in the past, Berkowitz has supported higher taxes and larger government. Americans for Prosperity is still developing a strategy for how to connect with voters, and Price says that will determine whether or not they're required to file financial disclosures with the Alaska Political Offices Commission. Price says their funding comes from both inside and outside of Alaska.
We don't disclose who our donors are, but the longer our presence in Alaska is, the more we receive donations from Alaskans.
Political action groups are barred from coordinating with campaigns directly. However, the Dombosky campaign does appear to be drawing on the state's conservative political resources. Before winning the second slot in the runoff election, Dombosky received endorsements from high-profile conservative politicians Mead Treadwell and Joe Miller. Now, Miller's former advisor, Matt Johnson, is working as Dombosky's campaign manager. And as of 2 weeks ago, she's brought on David Boyle to handle communications. Boyle was the chairman for the 2008 McCain-Palin campaign in Alaska.
And I believe, let's say the conservatives in this city, from fiscal conservatives, social conservatives, will see that there's a very distinct difference between Amy Dombosky principles and policies and her opponent's more liberal policies.
For the last several years, Boyle has led the Alaska Policy Forum, a conservative think tank that advises state legislators on issues like education and healthcare reform. Boyle says this weekend, the Dombosky staff will be drafting policy points and a campaign strategy for the weeks ahead.
As you know, the assembly has a liberal majority on it, and I think we need some balance there like we do in most areas of government. So I think we need a conservative mayor, and Amy's going to provide the conservative mayor.
The Berkowitz campaign is also receiving support from political action groups, though they're more parochial and traditional players in local politics. Anchorage labor and public employee unions have donated to the Berkowitz campaign, and the National Education Association's Anchorage chapter is supporting him. The Alaska Democratic Party made robocalls and sent out emails to registered party members during the first phase of the election, and Communications Director Travis Smith says they'll continue to be involved in the runoff.
We'll be contacting voters in a variety of ways, phoning and door knocking, for example.
The Berkowitz campaign disagrees with the claims about his record from Americans for Prosperity. Communications manager Nora Morse says that during his time in the legislature, Berkowitz was part of a bipartisan coalition that worked on budget solutions when oil was $9 a barrel.
I think that's very interesting that Americans for Prosperity is playing in this mayor's race. And the fact that they're coming in talking about these issues, claiming to care about what Anchorage voters want, when really Anchorage voters are talking about, number one, public safety, the city budget, and public education. And they haven't talked about any of those issues, and that raises some red flags.
Earlier in the day, candidates met with officials from the union representing the Anchorage Police Department, who have so far not made any endorsements in the mayor's race. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.